learned last week about gebrochst. Now we're up to about wheat, the different problems that we encounter in harvesting wheat. Not that we go to the farm, but let's see what it says. It's on page Mem Aleph, Ois Tes. About snow on wheat. Okay, let's see.
Rain
on wheat. Snow on te'enim and rain on wheat. It makes it chametz. Halacha test. Im yerdu aleim geshamim. It says over here. It says in halacha that you're not. If the wheat is still attached to the ground and it's fully ripened and it's turned already white, it says it's fully ripened and now it rains. That rain potentially can cause the grain that's still attached to the ground to turn into chametz. So care must be taken that the grain is harvested when it is complete, when it fully ripens before it gets dry. Im yerdu gesham is test din ze inuch. A chumra. This is not a chumra. Rak b'mitzvah shimur. Rak b'mitzvah shimurim. Elagam b'mitzvahs pshutim. This halacha is not a chumra only in shmur in shmur matzah. This halacha even in not shmur matzah. Chametz is chametz. Shmur matzah, as we learned last week, is a mitzvah. We have to l'shem matzah is mitzvah. That's a special din. That's a whole shaila. What degree it has to be shuz deraisa the rabbanon, and that's a shaila. From when does it need shmur? From what point in on must have shmir from time of the lisha, the time of the ktsira, the time of the tchina. But here we're dealing with chometz deraisa. We're not dealing with chumras. We're dealing with the ikar hadinim. Rak b'mitzas shmurim, elagam b'mitzas pshutim. The hadin came. The im yera gesham alayah shavon. If rain falls down on the stalks, keshagvar nisyavshu. After the stalks already have fully dried, called sarkon, she'ein tzichim liyinika sakarka. No longer does this grain need the nourishment of the ground, and now it rains. There is a real concern. Yesh chashash chimutz aleihem. Period. Ayn meshulchan aruch v'ayn mesharit shuva. Hevi shut meil atzedek. The ain lahach mirak yeshiyor geshem chozok yoyin v'layla. Now this can probably it has to go torrential rain ad shemapel hashavolim aritz until the point where the shavolim the telltale sign is that it falls. The rain is so strong where the stalks no longer erect, but the stalks have fallen down to the ground. The oz kiman demanchi kavushim bechli. Then it's as if they're lying kavushim collected bechli. Mole mayim in a utensil that's full of water, dummy, and that situation is a real concern. It turned into chametz. Avobot the geshem shein chosak kol kach vein amar zman gadol ein lahachmer ella im roina some bekuin the split. Unless you see cracks in the kernels, then you know you got a problem. Mishum de agav midlayhu loy mecham said because since they're midlayhu, I'm not sure what that word means. The perish shehakashibolim oimdim bekoymosan. They're standing erect. As long as a stalk, even if it's fully developed, is standing erect on the ground, it's not mekabel chimutz, it does not become the chametz. Ayin psachim daf mem. Teteida, shekein al prove you, shaharei lo hutzuchu shimu rak mishas ksira. You don't require shmir rak mishas ketzira v'loy mishas shenigmu v'mechub v'mechubar. We don't find any pasek requiring shimur mishah shenigmu v'mechubar. You never saw on a box of matzah shamur mishas you never saw on the back. You only see on the box of matzah shama mishas kitzira. Zuria. That's what it says in your box.
It doesn't say it, but
oat matzahs. Okay, that's.
They can't be in a field where wheat has ever been grown, or next to a field.
Why?
Because it flies in.
And so, therefore, what?
In order to be gluten free.
To make sure that it's.
Yes, I like to say.
Shama Misha Zriya. Okay, very interesting. Very interesting.
That's not the problem. The problem is with the rain. But it has to rain.
No, but he's saying Chamira Sakanta Yosem Esur, the health issues.
No problem with okay. It's only when
let's go further.
They do harvest it before it's fully ripened. That's what I'm saying.
Right, that's Shulchan Aruch. Because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know. You don't want to take any chances. It's the business. The market drives. If my wheat is harvested before it fully ripens, and her wheat is harvested after, so you're only going to buy it from the people who are the more machmir, of course.
So late June, early July.
And therefore he concludes that even if it has rained a small amount, it's no big deal. Even though the grain is fully ripened and it's rained, it's drizzled and this and that happened, it's okay as long as it's not a torrential rain. In the year where there was a lot of rain, there are pools, there are puddles in the field. That doesn't make a difference. Just because there are puddles in the field, it's okay. As long as you inspect, you have spot inspection, and there are no cracks in the kernels, therefore that means that they have not fermented, they have not turned to chametz, it's okay. Each individual stalk did not soak in water, because we don't see a crack in the stalk. As long as they look normal, there's no reisa, there are no signs that something is wrong. After they went to harvest it, rohu shachitim hayimuleim v'nefuchim milachluches hagimei geshamim. They saw that they're swollen. There is a reisa. The kernels of wheat, the stalks are swollen from rain. V'imtinu eze yamim ad asher nisyavsha tvua. They waited a few days until they dried down, they dried, and they shrunk to the original size. The yos katsu v'nivduku v'roshay yibachen harbe nivukos karov li'echad mishishim. And they made an inspection and discovered that there were a lot of stalks that were cracked. A lot of them were swollen to the point where it cracked, and the shear was more than six, less than 60, kar of approximately 1 in 60. So what is halachu beremichem ad asher hayu shnei pamim shishim? Negin hamufkos, and they clarified that it was at least double. Shnei pamim shishim kinegin hamufkos, they clarified, according to the calculation, there was, for every one stalk that was cracked, there were 120 stalks that were not cracked. That's what it says. Shnei pamim shishim kinegin hamufkos, ve'elosham the aflofi divri ha'mi'il hatstaka hanal, that says if a cracked stalk you're in trouble, mikomokom kol shohoyu hachitim meleim v'nefuchim milachluchas hamayim harei kamon dinivli. In front of us, it appears that they did absorb water. Since we know for a fact, we did see for a fact that they did absorb water because they were all swollen. The asurim, the af lo yisham ella yimkareim lenachri. Don't keep them around; they may come to a mistake and you should sell to a guy. Kaidem a pesach ayin sham. So we're saying over here that even according to what we learned before, the meal stalker that says that if you go and you do find a couple of stalks which are cracked, you can be meikel because you could assume the ones that are cracked are not going to the ones that you have. Discard the ones that are cracked and use the other stalks. You could assume the ones that are using are not the ones that are cracked. That is only in a situation where we did not see the field, all the stalks were swollen. But in this situation where we saw our own eyes that all of the stalks were oversaturated and were swollen, and now they shrunk, they shriveled to the original size, and only a few of them are cracked, the fact that all of them have erased them because all of them at one point in time were swollen, that's enough to prevent us from using it for Pesach. Halacha Gimel. Each kernel, each stalk they go through, mamish? Every single stalk, that takes forever.
No, they don't have the stalks. They already.
The kernels? They go through every single kernel? Can't go through everything possible. They do a spot inspection. They look at the field, they have a chazaka. Gimel, Gishanam Yichmutsu Ayn B'Madan Yishmu Medayik Medivir HaShari Tshuva Hanal Dimnafal Aleihem HaTal. Now what about dew? Let's forget about rain. Talk about dew in the morning, early morning. Ba'odim Mechubarim Av Shenigmu Kol Tzarchon Ein Amachmetz Amnei Shudavim Niyut Uvistei Chemed Kostav Dimnafal Ta'atal Alachitin B'Tolush Oz Machmetz. This is a very difficult concept because we have general that Mei Peros is not Machmetz. Egg Matzah. Right? Egg Matzah Me'ikar Hadin is kosher. We're machmir. We don't eat egg matzah. be only zakenim and cholim eat egg matzah. Tal has the same status as egg matzah. Tal is not called mayim. So here he's saying chash that we are to some degree machmir that if you have tal, tal comes in contact with wheat. If the wheat is still attached to the ground, it's okay. But if the tal comes in contact with wheat after it's been detached from the ground, he holds that you have to be machmir that it is as machmitz. There's potential for it to make it into chametz. Okay, now we go to the next halacha base. Chitim shenim tzubachem mivukos oy mitzum chos wheat that is cracked or as shriveled. Hashar mutter. Only the individual stalk that's cracked or is shriveled is also, but the rest is mutter. I'm sorry, Yud Aleph, that's part of the previous halacha. Okay, can we find Yud Aleph? Sorry, let's do Yud Aleph. Sorry, Yud Aleph. Lahad Ibrahim Bezem Lamatzah Shala Seder. A person should be machmir if a person cannot get enough wheat that was harvested early. And only the thing that's available is wheat that was harvested late, which is a chash that it may have turned to chametz on the ground. At the very least, you should try to be nizer in getting better quality wheat that was harvested early for the matzahs for the seder. Now it says here, ayin b'shut harei harei b'samim b'chitim b'shumadim shanim sabohem gilolei akvarim. There is waste, animal waste. The hatit b'shut. The chitim neshuvim mehem, and there is wheat that is, I think, attached. The chitim neshumadim shenim sabohem gilolei akvarim. Mice trappings. The chitim. What's that word over there? Geshumim. They're wet. They're dampened. They're dampened by the waste of the mice trappings. Ukvar nitchan already was already ground into pieces. The ye shishim kinegdan afilu haki ein likach oisam leilos harishonim lotzeis v'midei chavas matzah mishum hakriveu nolefechasecha. Ein achinami that according to halacha will be kosher because bottle b'shishim. This that we do, this that we hold that chametz is not bottled. It's only on Pesach itself. Before Pesach we're mevatel chametz. So if you had, that's what he said before from the Me'il Tzedakah. That's why that Niker Hadin, if you go have only a small amount of wheat kernels, which are problematic, we do apply the rules of Bittel. So here, as far as Kashrus is concerned, this wheat is the ones that are problematic are Batel, but it's still disgusting. Who'd want to eat? They would get an F from the health department. They give an F. They give Fs. I never saw an F. They shut you down. They give you a C. They give Cs. Do they give Cs or they shut you down for a C? What? They give Cs. They don't shut you down for a C. They don't. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to remove. They put the sticker wherever they want. No, think they're not going to come out for another mitzvah for months.
Less than a D,
they shut you down. I don't know if they have C's. They have A's and B's. Okay, let's go further. So therefore, it's disgusting. How could you offer such a thing as a gift to a boss or a governor? So therefore, and he's saying that when it comes to the matzos of the Lel Seder, besides, it should be kosher. They should be mechubadim. For a dvar mitzvah, you shall use matzah which is mechubit. The ayin b'shut maharam shik. B'chitim shenimso al hasak.
Kefen.
What?
Kefen.
A spot. You find on the wheat stains.
On
the sack of wheat, you find a stain. And that's a telltale sign that an animal relieved itself. The ein alachitim din shmura. No longer can this be called matzah shmura. It obviously got wet, and besides getting wet,
what? Only that spot, no?
Shamur mishas kitzira. No, so we discussed before. We learned even actually that was the flower. Well, that's what it says. Shamur mishas kitzira. Sham mishas kitzira means the moment of the sira. The ayin mishud marash marash. B'sak kemach shemuchach shemudach shemuchach shomar al shemura she'omar al ha'aretz v'nislach lechitzas mimei raglaim. It was on the ground, it got a little bit wet from the raglaim. Mitinuk from a child shezov tachtov ve'oz lohoyu efsherus la'aretz ha'kemach v'le'echoiz b'mokim ha'mulukuch. It's not possible to go and to pour out the flour and to only use and to separate le'echoiz b'mokim ha'mulukuch and to separate the part of the flour that's been wetted. There's no way you have the option in this situation to separate to sieve the wheat. The nishkach hadavar, and they forgot about it in the meantime. And v'roktu hakemach, and now the flour has been sifted. V'chazru v'nosnu lahasak, they put it back into the sack. V'yafu mimenu matza shmura. V'gam nosnu kemach poshul loisa hasak. Ulech lafius kol bal hakemach hashmurim. V'yapshutim matzu ktsas isa yivesha betachtes hasak devuka behasak. And now you find some dry dough. In other words, you find the part. You find that it was definitely chametz there. So you have a situation where part of the sack got wet, and that part of the sack turned into chametz, because we see later on that there is some dough which has fermented, which has turned into chametz, but we don't know the other part that you made the matzos not necessarily came from that part of the flour. So the shail is, was there any real chametz that got into your matzah? So the bottom line is that it's kosher matzah, it's bottle. The amount of flour that passed it was chametz was certainly bottle, but shishim in the good flour before Pesach. It's not on Pesach, of course. Before Pesach it is bittul b'shishim, but it cannot be considered together of matzah shmura. It only can be considered together of matzah pshuta. And the nafkamin is the person should not use this type of matzah for lel Pesach, for the first two nights of Pesach. The ayim shuda erugas aboyisem chidim shemurim sheyesh lohem reyach ra, an odor. The hayu munachim bebeis ha'itzer besakim v'alim kadei godol chitim, and you had large containers of wheat. Helosham the im hachitim yveshim kidemekara, if they're dry. So the question is, why do they smell? The fact that they smell is indication that they have come in contact with some type of other foreign substance, and maybe that foreign, we don't know what it was. Maybe that foreign substance caused the mashu of this wheat to turn into chametz. Can we consider this still to be matzah shmura? So helosham. So the rule is, if it's dry kidemekara, if we don't detect any moisture, then it's kosher. Ye ein bezech hashash klal sharech bo machmas shlocha yilham avir. There's no concern that the reyach in hashash klal. Why sharech bo machmas shlocha yilham avir? We assume it's because of the air quality. It's not because of the water.
It wasn't probably
ventilation, but it's not because there was any addition of liquid of moisture. V'ayim shud zichron Yehuda shenishal gam kein alachit malolu v'choshev gam kein lachatir medina. It's mutter. It doesn't smell good. That's a reyah, so it's not covered. You would not serve this to a king, and therefore you should not serve it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the matzah mitzvah. It's a very big chish, because today they say that when there's a smell, like a moldy smell, that's an indication there's moisture. There is moisture. That's the way the experts say. So he's saying over here that it is saying namuch. If it's dry, it seems definitely dry. There can be other reasons why there is an odor. Obviously, everything depends. Say they can do all these tests. Say they have all these technical labs. They can do a mold test. They can tell you exactly bidiyuk. They are like 100, few hundred strains of different types of mold, and the lab can tell you exactly where it's coming from. Yud base. Mivukois, we have next halacha base. Chitim shenim sobchem mivukois oy mitzum chois. Wheat that has been found to be cracked or shriveled. When it's shriveled, that's an indication that it was once upon a time wet, and it now has dried. When something gets wet, it swells, and then when it dries, it shrivels even less than it was when it was original. So we got a problem here. Hashar mutter, the remainder is mutter. Separate the part that's no good. Uvat sheyiv. Roru oisam, you have to remove the bad ones. Oitzrichim ledachte ketev im yesham al chaponim shishim. At least there should be 60 times keneged hamuvukos veha tsum. Some chos. Additionally, be shishim, and the bottle of shishim works even before Pesach. Ulechatchila yesh lahadin levar gam min hachitim sheachal mehem akvarim. You should remove the chitim which have been, even if it's not a problem of them being chametz, but they have been rodents have eaten from them. Now he talks about shipping. This is a very big problem today. Wheat that comes on a boat, if they're dry and they're hard, and their appearance has not changed, if they were the owners, so in some, then it's going to be osif. So it got wet. Snow or water in one place. If it's in a few places, if the spill is on a few parts of the sack, then you're in trouble, because then we have to assume that it penetrated all over the place. But if only the rain got on one portion of the sack, misalik oisim sheishla stopping poem, just remove the section that is problematic. The ashar is mu toros. Let's go back to Shem Sim Halacha, back to the previous page. A lot of stuff over here. Halacha yud beis mibukois oyim mitzum soyim mitzum chois ayim b'shemasham v'agoyis masham the simin habakua who im nire basedek shaloi behergel, an unusual crack. Wheat stalks do have cracks. There are natural cracks, but then there are unusual cracks. The crack that's usually there is wider than is normal. There's a reisa that crack is unusual. There's a possibility that moisture has entered and caused some type of change. Doesn't make a difference which side of the stalk. Any crack that usually comes from moisture softening or niputz or some type of also a fermentation process is automatically regular food, the regular bestam. What's that word over there? Bestam hamayim pshutim. I don't know what that word is.
Pshaochla. I think it's bestam chitim.
Bestam chitim. The test. Bestam chitim. Bestam chitim pshutim shaochlam kol yimei haPesach. Aval chitim shemoidim shemurim mishas kitzira. Das harbi acharonim lahachmir di af sheyesh shamach keneged ha mitzumchim vehamivukos. Even though it's kosher lepesach, afil wachi einam ruuyim lematzos shmurim kevin dechsev ushmartim es hamatzos boy shimer vaday the kol sheyesh chashash ulai hayosham oid mevukos v'neshavshu ulai neslachet kuchabim mehem v'neschamsu loy mikre shmur. It's a very big chiddush that you don't say bittel. You're not going to say bittel when it comes to the higher standard of ushmartim es hamatzos. Ushmartim es hamatzos demands that there not be even one kernel of wheat that is cracked or that is shriveled. Fudas hashoil umeshiv and umaram shik v'hagoyis marasham. So all of these things you have to be machmir when it comes to matzah shmur. Omnam shut marim maram shik mekayim haminik ha'olam she'im mechalkim bein pshutim l'shmurim l'inyin zeh. Even if you do discover in wheat that has been guarded m'shas k'tzira that some of them are cracked, as long as there's bittel, it's okay. V'chein b'shut divrei chayim kosam sheish lahatach akulpanim oisam shenivraru imhoyu nizorim l'kotcham b'oid shahoyu yonikim imchubar. If you harvested this grain at a time when they were not yet dry and everything was a-okay, and now when you inspect the sack a few months later and you discover, wait a minute, we got problems, we have over here some stalks that seem to be cracked and seem to be problematic, it's okay. You can be makel, it's still called matzah shmura, as long as you have a shishim to be mevatel the problematic ones. It's even though it says shmartem es hamatzos, you did yours. You harvested this grain before the time when there would be an expectation that there could be a problem. You can be matzah in the year when there's a lot of rain, when there's more of a problem. I'm not sure that is. The hevi, who's that? B'stechemed maybe? B'stechemed? Hevi od miksas gedoli ha-mechavim shekilu b'dovid ha-mekel. The ayin b'shut arugas Sabaisim Shekel Gamkein Shamba Inyan Hazeh. Okay, so he's saying over here something which really we don't know what goes on. We really do not know what goes on. The quality control of the wheat. I have no idea. You buy a shatza matzah, you buy a puba matzah, you buy a lot of.
They're all ground in the same place.
All the wheat comes from the same place?
Not that all. There is one place that grinds all of them.
And what about where do those stalks of wheat come from? Where do they come from today?
Yeah,
where does that wheat
Colorado,
come
from? No?
Mostly New Jersey and Pennsylvania.
What?
And the Shama Mishas Ksira?
Yeah. They go out there, except for Arizona. Arizona is only Sattler from Monroe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only the Aronian. The others are harvested in the
local.
New York,
New Jersey.
New Jersey, Pennsylvania.
Upstate.
But they're all harvested. There's one place
that grinds it.
Near New Paltz.
Yeah, where they have one place
that they grind.
Fantastic.
The person that grinds works in Shmura Matzah Bakery. On 36th
Street. 36th.
He bought about 5-6 years ago. He bought the mill. Mm. They wanted to convert that mill into a bed and breakfast. It's near New Paltz. And he bought it. He owns it, and he grinds for everybody.
For everyone. He has a monopoly.
Yeah. He's the only stone mill.
Yeah, that's why it's a monopoly.
Okay, let's go further. Halacha Yudalit.
Only
stone mill in the twice town.
No, he's Israeli.
You get a little mill.
You buy a hotel.
Monopoly.
You buy a hotel.
Okay, let's go further. Itzrichim ledakte ketev ayin b'minchas apatim. Now here is who talks about the inspection. This is like mirsas. You have to do a spot inspection. What exactly do you have to do? Ayin b'minchas apatim. That means shloichim gimel a grave from you purchase when it comes to the wheat. You put the flour. You buy three fistfuls. No, I'm sorry, for the wheat, the kernels. When it comes to the kernels, you buy three fistfuls of the. Of minakri from the silo, ubaidkim or summon you inspect the three fistfuls. If you have if you see that there are problems, you see that in the fistful you have, you do indeed have some kernels that are problematic. But if you have 60 times good connected the ones that are problematic, that's good enough.
Not problematic, just some.
But if you have if you do take a sample, and if in your sample the ones that are problematic are batel mishishim, then it's okay. The samchem al yedei zilhater min kol hakri, the entire silo. You don't have to do more than one spot inspection. Just take three random samples, three fistfuls, and make that inspection. The ein tzach livdok b'chol hakri ayin sham v'chein kasa b'hagoyis marsham b'shem shut bris avram v'chein kasa b'nishma sodom shaloichem gimel pa'amim three times ma'at min hasak v'im yesh sham samach neged garinim mitzumchim. There is shishim k'neged, the kernels which are problematic. Yesh lahat kol ma shebesak. The bezer is chazku shebechol hasak yesh samach neged hatzimuchim. There's an assumption that there is a bitul b'shishim. The yesh lahat b'chaygavne af v'shana, even the year where shrabu hagishamim, where there's more of a reisa. The ayin mizeh b'steichemed shehevi kein meharbe gedele machabrim ayin sham. The ayin b'shurab minezer. The machitim heimim mukaymos harbei. Let's say you purchase wheat from different sources, from different suppliers. You have to go and inspect. Each supplier has to be inspected individually. So if you buy from one particular place in one time, one batch has 60, one does not have 60, since it's coming from one place, he says, it's very makel. He says, you can mitzarif hakol. Even though you different batches, from the same supplier, if you combine all the batches together and you do have shishim, that is sufficient. Only, of course, in the place where you can be makel, where all of these batches are coming from the same supplier. So then you can say there's all one big pot, and we can be still look at them in one combined shishim. Aval b'shut shel shalom, because he writes the achidim shekhanim b'makom shaynim ye'arvim yofi, is even more lenient. Ye'arvim yofi yofi, the achakach yivdakim im yesh shishim neged hamu v'kosar tzum chum v'im lo yivim yofer tzarech livdak mikol makom levato. So basically what he's saying is you can be mevatel isur l'chatchila. That's what he's coming to say. Tremendous chiddush, tremendous kula. You can buy wheat from different suppliers, and you know that some of the suppliers, their quality is not too good. There are a lot of cracked kernels of grain, and you can take it and you can mix it with some better quality grain, mix it together, so the final product that's mixed yofa yofa will have a bit of shishim. You'll ask the kasha, how are you allowing the mevatel shishim lechatchila? That's a big no-no in the laws of Shulchan Aruch. L'chayra, the answer is it's not really chametz to begin with. Just because a kernel is cracked doesn't mean it's chametz. A kernel is cracked, so what is cracked? It's a safek. So therefore, you only now mevatel lechatchila when it's a vadai. When it's a vadai, even then there are other also heterim where you can mevatel lechatchila under certain circumstances. But here, certainly where there's a crack, so that's not a real chametz. So here, in this case, obviously we're coming to be even more nagel.
The halacha is talking that everything was harvested before. It was 100%
full. Right, of course. That's what we look from the marpe and from the.
There's a double, there's a sex cycle.
Right.
Even if it's.
So that's what I'm saying, because the crack is very schwach and it's chametz. It was harvested at a good time of the year where there's no real reason why we should assume there's a problem. Halacha tezvav. Im yesham al kaponim shishim mokim shayim shishim negin ham hamid sumchim. Ishari lohoysis. So he adds this thing over here. Let's say you tackle it. When everything is said and done, you don't have shishim. So now you're really in trouble. You're really in trouble. You have no coolness to mix everything together. Are you allowed lechatchila to be mevatel isur lechatchila in this instance where it's not a vadai? Who pluksas hapoiskim had to resolve cause of the mutter laharbar is koydim hapesach at samach ve'im lezem shabbatus lechatchila? It's mutter. Like we said before, because it's not real chametz vadai. It's not only.
Even if it is chametz, there's no.
No, not chametz. It's vadai. No, no. You're not allowed. No, if it's vadai chametz, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do the four Pesach. You're not allowed to mevatel isur lechatchila. That's a davar poshut ad ma'od over here, especially
isur chametz before Pesach.
And a chnami, so bid after the fact, bittul works 100%. After the fact, when you now find out that it was vadai chametz and it got mixed into not chametz, and we have shishim before Pesach, there is bittul. But here in lechatchila, you're dealing with wheat. You take a sample from the supplier who delivers the wheat. You take out the kernel. So you look at the kernels, and guess what? We don't have shishim. We have over here. They're all cracked. They're all no good. So what are we going to do? Then it's certainly going to be good. Certainly going to be good. So now that's the shaila. Are you? That's what we were learning for a case before. Like you can go then. You can take various suppliers and mix it together. So you'll have shishim. But here you want the final product is no good. You have all your suppliers and it's no good. And now you want. You want lechatchila to bring in new stuff to the levatel lechatchila. It's not where it's coming in. You've already established and it's no good. And now you want lechatchila to go and bring in to purchase new wheat in order to levatel lechatchila. So he says the machlekes apayiskim. The Taz says you can do it. The mutu laharbos kaidem apesach at samach dein b'zeh mishum levatel lechatchila. The morgen avram kasav the yosel lechayseh mishum levatel lechatchila. Ugvar hech b'zeh hastechenet umadane Shmuel v'rabu da. There are more pillows that are machner. Even though most poskim say that it's not a good thing to do, you can be mata b'shas hatchak. V'yayim b'mishnebura the b'shas hatchak efshe sheyesh lahasmich lismich adivri hamekilim. You can be megal. You can be vatal isal lechatchil in this instance. V'yayim b'shut yad yitzchak be'echidim shemurim shenitchanu bereichayim shemikoyram nitcham shemikoydem nitchan sham chidim shudim. You have a mill, and the mill has a Tarubis has the leftovers of old flour, and the old flour was less than shishim, with his chashash. And now v'nisha mikemech haposhut v'nisarv imakemech shemura shenitchan ata. So what are you going to do now? You have over here, you're selling over here matzah shemura, and the matzah shemura is coming from flour. The flour is being ground in a mill that yesterday was used to grind flour for matzah that's not shemura. Are you allowed to sell the sof as matzah shemura shenitchan shemata? We have 60 times of the final finished product of the kemach shmura k'neged the kemach pashut. Yesh ala kemach zedin shmura v'loy amrinan dehavi heter beheter v'loy batul. Why don't we go say that you have heter beheter two things which are mutter which is not bottle, we don't do that. I don't know. Maybe because it's not really chametz. That's exactly probably why.
Because it's not iser before Pesach. You can't say in about iser because there is no iser.
Okay, that's
before
the point.
Pesach, you don't have an iser of chametz.
But before Pesach, you're allowed to be mevatel. After the fact, you can be say biddle even real iser. Real iser, you can be mevatel before Pesach. After the fact, but lechatchila, you're not allowed.
So there's a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the
okay. Tesvav. Al kolpanim shishim ayin b'shut birchas. I don't know who this is. Dalit sadiches sheim techanim birchaim. Kiton. What is this word?
What's the other word?
What's the next word?
Kidneys.
No, that's not kidneys. Shehem alidei vel. There's a lot of Yiddish here. Okay, let's read further. We'll figure it out. Uvitzinoro svaruchim nimsa sham botzek. In the pipes, you discover some chametz. Funasa alidei hazeya. V'chol ha'heter shenayagim lohakel hu mibnei shebotel b'shishim l'chein im nimsa bohem mitzumcham tzarech beis pa'am shishim neged ha'botzek v'ha'tzumchim ayin b'shut ma'asham shehevi yudvar v'masmaskim imor l'dina. So it seems over here that you find chametz v'adai. And you're starting out with...
It's talking about a steam mill.
And you find chametz in the steam due to the moisture.
From the moisture.
Right. So now you need 120. Why do you need 120? You need 60 times the chametz, and you need 60 times the kernels that were problematic to begin with. When you start out originally, you have kernels which are problematic. And now you have another problem. You have another problem, and you find also chametz gomor. So you have to have 120, because you need bittel for the kernels, and bittel for the chametz gomor. V'yayim b'shud marash, l'mareinu mahar, Mahad Mishl Zatzal Shehevi Gam Kein Divrei.
That's his Rebbe.
Shehevi Gam Kein Divrei Birchas. Who you know this person is? Reish Tzadi Hei Hanal. The Hela the Kevon. The Lashidas Kib Kama Poiskim Chashivid Hamid Sumchem Min Biminoi Im Achitim Hakasherim the Im Kein Loit Tzarech Shishim Elamid Rabbanon. When it comes to Min Biminoi, we're passing like the Mandem that says Lulchein. You only need Roif. You don't need shishim lechein in lachosh lechumus habirchas reish tzadiches hanal b'chol oifen v'shas adchak sagir pam achas shishim. So he says that since b'ikar hadin, you don't need shishim me'ikar hadin. Requiring shishim is a chumrah. Roiv would normally be enough. So in this case, we have another problem. We find in the steam mill, we find some chametz. You only need shishim, and that will be sufficient.
I think he's talking about pipes that have. Some mechanism that
caused the, so cause the causes gets this heat and cause chametz. Cause of ha kineged next kineged hamu v'koos v'ham tzumchim as oisid zayin ayim shavit shuva hevi b'shut beis Ephraim bechitim shenim tzubuchem zeroinim shekoydem oisam shekoyrin oisam shumim u'btzalim. In the wheat you find foreign substance. You find some other seeds. Shetzarech garlic and onion. Shetzarech lirakdam sheyeh shishim kinegdam. You have to sift them in order to vatel these items. It's not pure. What?
One of the reasons people didn't eat garlic.
Yeah.
Is because they used to store.
Mix it with wheat.
They used to store it in flour.
That's one of the reasons why rice is not why the Ashkenazim don't eat rice. Because the rice got mixed up in many reasons, but one of the reasons got mixed up with wheat. Rice also got mixed up with kernels of wheat.
Also rice, anything that you could make
bread, right. But one of the primary reasons why we don't eat rice, Ashkenazim do not eat rice, is because they used to plant the rice together with the wheat. And it was inevitable that there would be a taruvis of kernels of wheat in the rice. So here he's discussing a similar situation where you have...
Spartan, what they do is,
yeah.
If they use rice,
they check it.
They will be void the
every single kernel. Take you forever to do that. Okay. Okay, but over here we have a situation where the wheat is not pure. In the wheat we have over here, but some shachli lachdim negin shishim kineginim. V'chein kasa b'shut chesel yavram. We have chesel yavram says the same. It says the same thing. V'chein that if you have 60 times a kernel, you have some psilas in your wheat, it's okay as long as it's shichim amim shut chasam soifer kasav de hamitz hayotze mehazirayim hu davar charf. Very very powerful chiddush is that the juice that comes out of the seeds hu davar charif the gam hu me peros al ken tzarch lenakosim yofim mehem shlo yisha afilu echad shishim is not going to work. A davar charif is not bottle wheat. If you have kernels of wheat and in the kernels you have other seeds, you have seeds. You find some sesame seeds. You find some what he calls garlic or whatever garlic seeds. Whatever. Who knows what you got. So when you're going to put this mixture of kernels into the grinder and it's going to grind, make it into flour, you're also going to cause some juice to flow out of these foreign seeds and it's going to mingle with the flour and make the flour become chametz, even if the amount of flour is 60 times the amount of this juice, because this juice for the flour is a davar charef. Davar charef, filu elef loy batel. So therefore you have to sift it so well that there's not to be found in the kernels of wheat even one kernel of foreign seeds. Substance. The ayin b'shul shalom meishiv shir shagamkin oiser afilu b'yesh shishim. The ayin b'shul divrei chayim hevi divrei hamachmirim u'mekilim. He brings them both those ramachnos ramek v'saim shaminug leesar. The afilu v'ayin v'agoyis marasham shenoyte gamkin b'das ha'oisrim it's oser. Ela b'shasat chak kvar ofu hamatzos. When you already baked the matzos, koydem shenoyte before you found that shnimsa b'chitim zeroinim oz yishlachater lematzos pshutim. So then it's already after the fact of the matzah, so you can eat the matzah, not matzah shmura, but matzah pshuta. The yesh, the tsarf, the sniff, you can combine together the leniencies, the kol, the parish, and the parish. You could assume that whatever you have came from the majority. You can be lenient. Shishim, he's also matter al yidei shishim. V'yayim shemar sham kosta da'akemach shekvar nitcha nemhu shasot chak yafu lematzas pshutim da'akemach mechid machedim shnitcha b'yosar mechayim nefel b'yosar tano yesh lahatir gam lematzas mitzvah. Okay, so he's pretty much his makel and that oven, you don't have to cash the oven. Even though the wheat that you used for the previous batch had in it a taruvis of seeds that are not wheat, okay, so that matzah will be matzah pshuta. You don't have to kasher the oven. That far you do not need to go. Halacha yud ches. One more halacha. Yeridu leim gesham ayin b'shut bin yinziyin b'shana shenisrabu hageshamim and b'mei ketzir chitim. The asoich reitvu oimrim sheyesh simon lahakir bin chitim sheniskashmu dahayin in pneim tzuhuvos oz lo niskashmu. You can tell by looking at the wheat, the harvest that was before the rain, it's if it has a goldish complexion. Oslo nis gashmu. The imich sifu, if they turn dark, who simen shen is gashmu, they got too wet. So hellish sham the af alpi hadin imhu the af alpi hadin im lo amru hasechem simen ze. Ein tzach lechshosh tajin baser rubosh ein matzmichim mikamokem achrei shasoichem oimem simen ze yesh lachosh lezev v'yichu dafu chitim shenitzavu peneim. Once already we have a simen, we can tell which ones that got wet, which ones not, which only were the ones that were not get wet. V'yam agosh ma'asham shestam chitim meshana shloy rabo agsham ein tzach lachosh l'shin maris ayin sham. Okay, so therefore he's telling us over here chiddush that we have over here technology that can tell you which set, which batch is already overdone and is a. So he says, once already we know this, when your knowledge is dangerous, you know too much, you're in trouble, you have to watch out. Okay, we'll stop over there, a very short break, and we'll talk about Mechiras Chametz.